From Rhythm City Casino Studios, I'm Aaron Dale, and this is your WQUD Vintage Radio News on the Hour, brought to you by Farmers National Bank, with locations in Prophetstown, Geneseo, and Morrison. Farmers National Bank has been serving local communities since 1902, and they offer solutions for all your deposit needs, from checking to savings products. Find more information at farmersnationalbank.bank or stop by your local office. Farmers National Bank, member FDIC. The U.S. Treasury Department announced yesterday that the budget deficit has the U.S. on pace for a $1 trillion debt for the year, with the deficit running at $389.2 billion from October 2019 through January of this year. Global health officials are now warning Chinese residents that the coronavirus could get much worse before it's truly brought under control. This with the infected total now over 45,000 people and 1,100 deaths worldwide. The U.S. Census Bureau says it is still behind in recruiting new employees, with the start of the census scheduled for next month. In local news, the Iowa Democratic Party chairman Troy Price resigned yesterday after the Iowa caucus process showed poorly for his party. Price apologized for what happened and took responsibility for the issues in his resignation letter. The state of Iowa has set an all-time record with a 91.4% high school graduation rate in 2019. Not only did it top the nation, they topped their own record from 2017 when they had a 91.0% graduation rate. This has been your Vintage Radio News on the Hour, brought to you by Farmers National Bank, member FDIC.